Continuing our discussion of union collective bargaining rights and issues in the economy, we move from the profitable private sector NFL to the less than profitable public sector to the state of Ohio. Ohio Senate yesterday voted 17-16 in favor of a controversial bill that would effectively end collective bargaining rights for public sector workers in that state. The first step towards passage of the bill, a political move that could have an impact similar to battles playing out in Wisconsin and Indiana. Unions, of course, called the vote the biggest blow to public sector workers in more than 25 years in Ohio. Joining us this morning is longtime state reporter and, my old friend Bill Cohen, State House reporter for Ohio Public Radio and TV stations. He was in the Senate chamber when the vote came down yesterday. Good morning, Bill Cohen.
Good morning.
So, first of all, the significance of this vote, I mean, it is a Senate vote. It still is not law yet, but it seems to me the writing is on the wall.
Yes, it's on the wall mainly because Republicans control the Ohio Senate, the Ohio House, and the governor's office and the Ohio Supreme Court, all of state government, by wide margins. And these are not just Republicans. These are conservative Republicans ideologically, and they really do want to push a cutback in collective bargaining.
Now, is there a cost issue here in the sense that in Wisconsin what we've seen is this debate over workers who say they've given up their sort of economic, they've made the economic sacrifice to help the fiscal woes in Wisconsin, collective bargaining right removal is piling on. Is that issue playing out in the same way in Ohio?
Yes, it is. On the union side, they say, look, even with the current collective bargaining law, we union workers, city and state, we've all made concessions. State workers currently, I think, are forced to take something like 10 furlough days without pay to help the state budget crisis. And local workers say the same thing. We've made concessions. Why are you asking us to have virtually no power at the bargaining table when we've been cooperative? And on the other side, money is also an issue because the folks who are pushing these changes say, look, the state has an $8 billion estimated projected deficit coming up in the new state budget. Cities are facing continued deficits, and we've got to do something to get our labor costs more under control. And so they're pushing for even more controls.
Just to thinking about the discussion we had a moment ago about the NFL, $9 billion in revenue is what they're arguing over in the NFL. I guess that would cover your deficit there in Ohio if it's projected to be $8 billion.
Well, that's true. Even backers of this bill concede that this isn't going to help plug an $8 billion budget deficit. But there's a study by the Office of Collective Bargaining here that says, look, if this bill had been in effect maybe last year, it would have saved, I think, a quarter of $1 billion, which would just, you know, help chip away a little bit. And it would have saved, I think, something like $1 billion on the local level. So the backers aren't claiming this is the whole solution to the budget messes, but they say it'll help.
If I'm a union worker in Ohio this morning and I'm looking at my own paycheck that, as you say, is shrinking because of voluntary concessions made, what's my chief concern this morning? Is it my benefits or my salary?
Oh, gosh. I think it's just about everything, but benefits are a key concern. I think a lot of folks see that in general, the pay of the public sector employees may not be that great. But when it comes to fringe benefits and pensions, that's where the government employees do pretty well. And so if you're a public employee, you've got to be worried about pensions being cut back and fringe benefits.
So the haircut on benefits is probably the headline this morning. You know, some of the polling, national polling we've looked at since the Wisconsin standoff began suggests that Americans, when asked the question whether they support the workers or not, are more inclined to side with the workers. Do any Republicans claim or at least acknowledge a possible political liability here if they push this?
Well, they pretty much have to, because we had an independent poll here, not a poll from one side or the other, but an independent poll by Quinnipiac University a couple months ago when they asked Ohioans, do you favor changing the collective bargaining law? 34% said yes, 51% said no. But on the other hand, you know, you can argue, look, Ohio voters said something different last November. they put Republicans, and as I said, very conservative Republicans, into domination in the Ohio House, the Senate, the governor's office, all the statewide offices. So in a way, you could say the voters may be sending mixed messages here.
And Bill, as a longtime observer of politics in Ohio and in the region, help me out here. Which is driving this more? Is it a concern for budgetary responsibility in the state house there in Columbus, or is it politicians trying to set up for a sort of Tea Party issue, an anti-union Tea Party style issue for the 2012 primary campaign, which really gets started in just a few months?
Well, I don't think there's any contradiction in having both of them. I think there is genuine concern about budget issues and saving money for government. There is a somewhat anti-union feel that unions have just run out of control. And there's the political aspect of setting things up for 2012. Ohio is a very key state. We're the seventh biggest population. And so I think all three of those are concerns.
What GOP politician benefits the most should this pass, and what Democrat in Ohio is hurt the most if this goes through?
Wow. What Democrat in Ohio? Let's see.
You couldn't even find a Democrat in Ohio.
U.S. Senator, fairly liberal. He's going to be up for re-election in 2012, and he is pretty much on the side of the workers. Who's this going to help in for Republicans if it passes in 2012? I guess whoever the presidential candidate is, but also Governor John Kasich.
There you go.
He's the former congressman, and he's been behind pushing these cutbacks in collective bargaining. If it passes and if it works, his star will rise.
Bill Cohen, State House reporter for Ohio Public Radio and TV stations, on the line from Columbus.